comment on everything we post on Facebook. Track us down at facebook.com/TNT Radio Empire. Now get off Facebook and listen to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Got a new phone last week, and I haven't got a chance. I don't even know my password for my Facebook. I don't know any of that. So we all did this stuff here, and so my Facebook doesn't work on my phone. And I need to get on it because of work, but believe me, I don't miss it. Holy crap.
Wow, you missed a lot of good stuff this weekend.
No, I just don't miss my I don't miss with people that
I wouldn't say you missed it, Bob.
No, that's what I'm joking about.
I get less angry looking
at idiots. I heard some idiots this weekend. Right. I was back east, but you know,
I didn't look at Facebook at all this weekend either. Yeah.
But I mean, it's not on my phone right now, so I don't know how to get it. So
it's on my phone, but I don't look at it.
Yeah.
When I go away for the weekend, I can.
Well, I don't either. But I mean, I couldn't look at it. So, but I heard some idiots, you know, verbally.
Like in person?
Oh yeah. I heard what basically is the village idiot yell, "Build that wall!" at the TV.
Oh, see, I went to kind of a cool area of the country, so yeah, I really didn't hear much of that.
Yeah, well.
I was sequestered in my home. Yeah. I didn't hear any of that either.
Good for you. Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's kind of scary what I did hear.
It is always
rolling around in my own gourd.
Yeah, not a lot of that in downtown Nolens.
Yeah. Nolens. I love that bit.
So after the first day of skiing, we decided we didn't want to drive back in the snow. And there was a town about 12 miles away from.
How'd you go to a distributor? Did you go to a dispensary?
No.
Okay.
I did not.
I was just saying off the air that the Lieutenant Governor of Pennsylvania is doing a tour. He's thinking about, he's not in charge, but looking into legalizing the recreational for Pennsylvania.
I didn't go to a dispensary because my friend had a vape pen ready for me.
I understand.
I had my own for here. Here's your pen for the weekend.
Right. Yeah.
So, we didn't ski at a resort. It's a local area. And state of town decided, we'll get a room 12 miles away and go up tomorrow morning. Well, there's one room in town. And then the next night, one of our buddies decides he wants to, come up and ski. And, you go ahead and stay the night. So we got three dudes in a hotel room.
All right.
Yeah. And
old school.
We already had this
old
discussion.
Old school.
Three
grown men in a hotel room.
He knows I'm going to throw him under the bus. But in the middle of the night, I wish I would have had a decibel meter because this guy snoring was somewhere between rock crowd and plane taking off. My buddy and I, at first we were kind of annoyed. Yeah. And then it was like, my God, how could he sustain the volume for this extended period of time? And then he'd finally fade off for a while.
Why just reach over and push him? You're laying beside him, right?
I gave him a shove once. But it was literally, he sounded like a grizzly bear.
Oh, yeah.
We thought we were being attacked by a grizzly bear at 3 a.m.
So he didn't bring his fancy mask or machine or whatnot?
No, I don't think he has one of those.
Oh, they weren't planning on staying the night either.
Yeah. So, I would like to inquire, the next time I see his wife, how the hell do you sleep in the same house as that guy?
Not even in the same room.
Earplugs.
No, it's
but
the same
that,
house.
That loud. It's that loud, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Unprecedented. But yeah, that was kind of old school.
Was there one bed?
No, he two beds.
Oh, there were two beds.
He brought his own mattress.
Got it.
The guy came along,
all right.
Bought his camping mattress, and just threw it on the floor. It might have had something to do with it.
So was it a group decision on what porn to rent? or did you all take turns?
That's a good point. No, yeah. Hotels don't porn anymore. They have their own phones.
I got the room from 7 to 7:30, and then we'll switch out from 7:30 to 8.
You're probably familiar with the Georgetown, Colorado. And no, there's not a lot of hotels in Georgetown, Colorado that offer the porn.
Most hotels don't do porn now since you have it on your laptop and your phone.
Yeah, it's on your phone. It's on your laptop.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
It's free.
So you just, go back out to the truck to take care of that? Or just,
No, some days I can...
Masturbate in the shower.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Masturbate in the shower.
Or you can
be in the shower first.
I don't like to, but sometimes I go a day without it.
A day without masturbating.
It was on this date in 1995, you might remember where you were, when Motley Crue drummer Tommy Lee married Pam Anderson.
How'd that work out?
in Cancun.
He actually had two kids.
I believe they are
Two kids, yeah. He just got married over the weekend.
Didn't he just do that last week?
Yeah,
again?
He did. He got married to the woman he's been with
number
for a while.
Number four?
Is it four?
I think what I read was four.
Oh, yeah, he's married to the drunk in the 80s before
Heather.
Heather. And then she went to Bon Jovi. Not Bon Jovi, she went to Richie Sambora. Heather Locklear, then her. Then I think there was one before that. Was there four?
I think this said it was his fourth marriage.
When is that? When's that coming on Netflix? The Motley Crue special. I read March, right?
I think
it is March. Yeah,
The Dirt.
That's gonna be cool. Speaking of movies about rock stars, looks like Queen's gonna open up the Oscars.
I finally watched that, by the way.
Oh, isn't it great?
We watched it on the plane.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was it was really good.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah, he's going to open up their... Well, it says they're going to perform at the Oscars with Adam Lambert, obviously. The other guy can't sing. Rami Malek can't sing. But Debbie Colby came out and
he
just,
sounded good in the movie.
He sounded great in the movie, yeah. But it's not his voice there in the movie.
Oh.
It was Queen.
I think the guy...
He was Freddie Mercury's voice in the movie.
Who's the actor in the Elton John movie?
He's singing Elton John songs. Yeah.
He sings there.
Yeah.
And I think
But Elton John, although a great singer, the notes of Freddie Mercury hit are real tough. And Adam Lambert.
I think I had read that they even got somebody else to do Freddie's vocals
they
for
might
that
have,
movie.
Yeah. Like so they could just lip sync him up better?
Like a guy who had been fronting a Queen tribute band.
Got it.
Yeah.
So
Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson, that was Pamela Anderson's most successful marriage. It lasted for 3 years.
And two kids, I believe.
She had the 4A and Kid Rock there for a while, didn't she?
Right, Kid Rock, less than a year. That Rick Solomon, wasn't he some reality show guy?
Brett banged that, too.
Yeah, but he didn't marry.
No, Rick Solomon.
He didn't marry that.
We don't know that.
She married Rick Solomon
twice. I remember that guy. Yeah.
He was the fake douchebag millionaire or something.
He was a club owner, wasn't he, or something like that? Yeah.
But I thought he was on a reality TV show.
You're not aware of that.
No, you're thinking of another fake douchebag millionaire,
Average Joe.
Yeah,
that might have been something like that. Yeah.
So it was on this date in 95 that Tommy Lee and Pam Anderson got married. It was the other day that Tommy Lee, the 56-year-old, got married to his 32-year-old lovely bride and had asked her to marry him a year before on the same day. It's a beautiful
thing. Yeah, I think it was Valentine's
Day. Those guys are calling out Kiss now. They think the Kiss stage now is... mimics theirs way too much.
A lot.
I know.
They say it's the same thing.
Yeah, I know. And they're both calling
out.
He sent
out pictures.
Yeah, we're going to see Kiss soon.
Does Gene have a flamethrower on his bass like Nicky?
No.
Because that could get dangerous with
it. Gene does it from his mouth.
Yeah, but they have. Yeah, he showed pictures of him swinging around. Yeah, that's exactly what we did. He says he's grateful to Kiss for.
They were one of the first bands that liked them.
But he and Gene and he and Kiss have hated each other for a while now.
Well, yeah, they're all grown men, and
they've also
had their own huge success.
And there are very few people who will say, "No, Gene's not an ass."
No, I'm looking forward to the show.
I think his closest family members don't say that.
He's an ass personally, but when he's on stage and that makeup bleeding and playing his bass, that's just really cool.
That's what allows him to be an ass.
Thank you. Yeah. You're right. Yeah.
Well, that and the giant piles of cash.
Right.
Well,
in my drive from Chicago to Omaha, which is 6:45, by the way, if you do it right.
Did you encounter any snow? I thought the weather was kind of crappy.
No. It was sunny, and the highway was clear the whole way.
6:45, not breaking the speed limit ever, I'm sure.
Well, no, it's no. That's about the speed limit's pretty much 70, and I was going 73, 74. I saw a few cops. You can make it that quick, but whatever. So I had Kiss is temporarily right now on satellite radio, so I was in the middle of nowhere. And unless we're listening to us, there's bad radio out there. And so I'm cranking the Kiss, and they do interviews between. It's just Gene, a couple of the newer guys, but Gene spoke a couple times, and he just was just an ass about the other two dudes. He goes, "Yeah, Bob Ezrin had to teach Peter Criss how to play the drums," and I'm thinking, just why do you say that? Why are you still a dick? Why are you still
exactly.
a dick? You know,
because that's his bit.
He's a dick.
That's just his bit.
And then I heard Paul say, "Yeah." Then Gene and I would write these songs. Then we'd tell Peter and Ace to come in and play on it. You know, I'm thinking, why'd you have to say that? I mean, just why do you say these things? You're just dicks. You know.
And if you're new to radio, this is as good as it gets.
take our word for it.
I was just into music.
Aaron has a good point here in the email. I mean, you guys call it the Pound Me Too movement, so how could anyone think you don't take it seriously?
Oh, that's just a joke from Petey saying that.
I know. He goes, I'm kidding. I know what side of history you guys are on.
Yeah, that's it. That's the key. The side of history.
No, it's just a little.
The right side, by the way.
A little anecdote. That
I mean,
Petey
the
had
correct
from,
side, I should say. Yeah.
Was it a work meeting or something? Where a lady.
Yes, yeah, it was
a
it.
A lady kept referring to it as.
It was a.
She didn't know about hashtags.
It was a conference call. So the person on the conference, the disembodied voice kept saying, pound me too.
Because years ago, that used to be.
Why was she saying that, though?
That used to be the pound
sign. Oh, she thought it was a pound me too as a just a me too moment. You're right.
Yeah.
It used to be the pound sign, right.
Yeah. Instead of hashtag me too.
Yeah, she kept saying pound me
saying
too.
Pound.
And everybody at the conference started laughing because she just a disembodied voice.
One of those saying, where you got to put the phone on mute and everybody laughs. Right.
Yeah, she was still stuck in touch tone phone land when we've all updated to social media land.
Yeah. It's like, did somebody step in and say, no, that's hashtag?
I don't think so.
Oh, no, that's African-American like I had to do this weekend.
Oh, wow. Really?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that just sunk in. Like,
wasn't a friend. It was a guy, acquaintance I knew years ago. Just out of the blue in front of the crowd. I thought, like, really?
Really?
Really? Really?
Yep.
Really?
Welcome
really?
To Central Pennsylvania.
Yep. Or welcome to Omaha, or welcome to Des Moines, or welcome anywhere in the country that feels they can say that crap.
Again, not a lot of that in downtown New Orleans.
Yeah, oh yeah, New Orleans. Yeah.
Did you say it four different ways?
The
did you pronounce the name of the city a different way every time?
No,
because you can.
Yeah, but you can't.
I generally
to.
Stick
they,
with.
They laugh at it.
I
New
generally
Orleans.
Stick with New Orleans.
Yeah.
But then you hear New Orleans.
Yeah, but you don't say nah.
I did not say nah.
Nobody says that.
No, no.
That was that funny bit. SNL a couple weeks
they
ago.
They can say that. I can't say that. And I mean residents of New Orleans.
There's multiple ways to
you should have worn a Rams jersey down there and got your ass kicked
probably
or something
not.
Like that. Yeah.
Probably not.
Louisville, Kentucky's the same way.
Yeah.
It's Louisville. Louisville.
Louisville.
Louisville.
I call it Louisville. Just down the road from Omaha. It's Louisville, right?
Yeah, they're not similar at all.
No, they're not.
Late last month, a Mexican volcano erupted.
Down there, they just call it a volcano.
Yeah, oh, by the way.
No, they call it.
Well, locals get it Popocatépetl, but the locals just call it
a volcano.
Popo. Right. And I can say that because I know a local. This is the
you know
one
a white
that,
local.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. He's local now, you're right.
Nonetheless,
yeah.
A local.
Yeah.
But this is the one that's about an hour away from where my son lives.
The exact moment was actually caught on camera. You can see the video of the Mexican volcano erupting, and it sent a nearly 2-mile radius of ash and smoke into the surrounding area.
Yeah, apparently that thing
burps
like this on a regular basis, and you'll get the area will get dusted with ash from time to time, so it's somewhat active.
Obviously, yeah.
Out of Europe, 37-year-old fisherman Ben Grunder on the River Po in Italy went looking for a big fish, and he found one, a catfish almost 9 feet long and 285 pounds.
Well, you had some fishermen just fall down.
Or some guy go, I've caught him bigger than that.
No, you haven't caught a 9-foot catfish.
9-foot catfish would scare the hell out of you, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That would look that's huge.
Yeah,
so they do get bigger than that, but that is
not,
huge.
Come on, that's a shark. That's a huge
that
shark.
That may not.
Not like those blue channel catfish?
They get bigger than 9 feet?
No, this one is a Wells catfish, which are some of the largest freshwater fish in the world. It's as long as the boat. The fins were larger than Mr. Grunder's hand. After measuring and documenting the fish, he released it.
Good for
so
him.
It's not an official record.
And just for Todd, you can see that up on Facebook and Twitter right now.
All right.
I think you don't stump fish with those, right?
No.
Not a 9-footer.
Well, you wouldn't know that because it was hiding underneath somewhere.
You'd have
you
to
put your foot in there.
No, you'd
take your arm.
You'd have to go.
You pull it out as a 9-foot fish. On your
both arms and shoulders into that.
But
thing
you would know, knowing how long it was stuck underneath somewhere.
It could eat you.
Yeah, you could eat you. Yeah, he stump fishing, took his head right off.
Nope, I was
well,
wrong.
Stump fishing,
we call him Stump.
because she's got no head.
The record blue channel catfish is only about 150 pounds.
Yeah.
You did Google that quick. That was quick. That was in your favorites, wasn't it?
Yeah, this is 285 pounds.
I have a handbook.
You do?
I just went to my fishing world record handbook. Right. I got it in my back pocket. I just have to look up the species. If I don't know, Craig's usually got the information. Between the two of us, we know the records pretty much all the species of fish.
that's why I don't ask.
And when he says between the two of us,
and Google,
he means Todd and the computer.
Exactly. You don't think you mean Craig.
And Craig and the computer.
Yeah. Well, he types in
fish nude, though. That's a whole different thing.
Yeah,
fish
Abe Vigoda. Sorry for that reference.
That's okay.
You still got to.
It's a mental Monday. It's a mental Monday.
You got to care enough to actually type the words.
And yeah.
That is tough.
It's above where I'm at.
Yeah.
Here's a Mekong, a giant catfish.
Oh, Jesus.
In the Mekong River of China, I assume. 646 pounds.
Yeah.
Now, that's a big catfish.
That's a big catfish.
Yeah, it's about as big as they make them, apparently. Yeah.
Chicago police want to speak with Empire actor Jussie Smollett. His spokeswoman said that Smollett's attorneys are talking with the cops on his behalf.
Why do you fake this?
Police are reportedly looking into whether he hired a couple of associates to stage his own assault.
Yeah, he's not helping. That's the case.
Well, I don't know what he was trying to help to begin with. I don't know what he did. Is he mentally handy? Is something wrong with the dude? Because I don't get why he would do it.
That's a huge question.
I don't think it's a blanket against people that get assaulted. That's the problem I heard when this story came out. I'd be sitting somewhere and be like, well, see, I told you. What do you mean I told you? Nobody knew this guy was an idiot like that. And now you know he's an idiot.
Right.
Each case is different.
What I had seen was
people are assaulted for being sexually different and different colors. This doesn't mean they weren't assaulted. This means this guy faked it. That's all it means.
Yeah. Apparently he
I know,
got
but
a
it's
letter.
Like a blanket. You know, Todd, that's a blanket thing now. Oh, see, I told you. Told you what?
What? That all queers fake it?
Right, exactly.
When they get beat up?
Right. I didn't really hear that. You felt the narrative heading that way when I saw it.
You didn't actually hear those words when you were in Pennsylvania, did you?
No, not all queers fake it. That just sounds like a sexual thing. I didn't hear that. I just meant you could just tell nodding.
What I had heard was that they said he got some sort of threatening letter.
Yes.
At the TV studio.
Got it.
And
we're used to that. We've gotten those before.
Yeah.
Emails.
They were thinking was that he was upset that did not get as much press as it should have.
Okay.
This racially charged threatening letter.
God, they all
get that. Careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
Now you got all kinds of press.
Oh, that's right.
And you're not helping anybody.
Well, he's going to get a lot of threatening letters now, right?
Yeah. Well, and I also hate hearing from people, it's like, well, what are we supposed to do? When the story first broke, we had the facts that we were given.
It was legitimate.
You react to the facts that you're given at that point. Okay, the facts have changed. Now we can say...
That's it.
Okay,
And the key word was facts.
He's not helping.
No, he's not helping at all.
He's
not helping his story. I mean,
If this is true, then he sucks, and this is that he shouldn't have
done
that.
And by the way, we said that. Some people don't do that when they hear facts. They go, this guy's an idiot. He's an idiot. Shouldn't have done that.
Same with the quote-unquote media. Don't yell at the media, because they work with the facts that they're given.
He was beat up,
And now that they have other facts, they've corrected it.
Right.
Thank you.
They've gone ahead.
Corrected it? Really?
They've updated it. They don't just double down on the same old crap they heard in the first place.
Damn right.
We've got so many people wanting to just spike the football on this. And it's
But they did change it.
You react to the story as you're given it.
You know, it's a fact-free world, puss. But you're right. All the media would just say now. I mean, I don't watch one media company, but they were wrong. He screwed
okay.
up.
Yeah. If this is true, then that's...
He's a dumbass.
He's an idiot.
Well, according to William Lucas Harding, you guys are idiots. That's all we get.
We have eight different subjects in that conversation.
I know.
Is he pissed about KISS?
You're going to have to be.
Is he pissed about KISS?
More specific.
Oh, it's the fish.
It's
the KISS. Is it this guy? We just said he's an idiot. Man, I have no idea. I'm always interested to know where we're idiots.
Are you, though?
No. I don't care.
Yeah.
When we cover like 16 subjects in 4 minutes, you got to be more specific.
You do. Otherwise.
Was that on Twitter or was that on Facebook?
Facebook.
Maybe that's just a general acknowledgement.
Well, that's fine, too.
Otherwise, you come off like an idiot if you don't specify.
Yeah, the show doesn't stick to one subject for an hour.
Or a minute sometimes.
Especially that last break. We were all over the board. Oh, was you pissed off about the volcano talk? That was in there, too.
I don't see how I could be pissed off about the volcano
Fish
talk.
Volcano, Gene Simmons and Kiss, the guy getting his ass kicked that he thought they hired a guy. Who else? There's five or six different subjects in there.
Yeah. I got nothing.
I got nothing. I don't know. I got nothing. All right. But, yeah, be more specific when you call us idiots.
I've asked him to.
And thank you for listening. You know.
Idiot.
See, you love that word, don't you?
Facebook also wants to know what kind of bait that dude used on the catfish. Craig, if you could get back
a small child, it sounds like.
They were thinking maybe a chihuahua.
Oh, that's not
fair. Oh, nothing works better than that.
That's wrong. That's a dog.
You can ask Tyler how aromatic this stuff is.
What?
Remember the first time you took a whiff of stink bait?
Almost went down for the count.
Hey, remember the time you sent me across town riding in the same truck with a guy covered in it?
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
I said, how bad could this be? Oh, my God.
It's bad.
I went down.
That bad.
Almost went to my knees.
Oh. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.